Starting Twitter.
What's trending is all on FoxSportsRadio.com.
We are Fox Sports.
When you want to squash the negativity,
4th and 1, and you make Kyle Orton roll out
and escape the hardships,
easy killer.
You tune into us, Fox Sports Radio. We're your friend.
Just a couple man pieces of advice for you right there.
Always open.
If it ain't broke, why fix it?
I love sports, okay?
24/7.
Great show. Keep up the good work.
So stay with us.
We are Fox Sports. We are Fox Sports.
Tom King back here at the Rhinelander Gym, where we're just about set to get the second half going again. Lumberjacks down big, down 20 here at halftime, 38-18. Both teams getting final instructions from their respective coaching staffs, and we'll get set to go. Lumberjacks really have to do a better job in all facets of the game: rebounding, shooting, defense. It's basically been an across the board struggle in that first half. Hodags will have the basketball to begin the third quarter. It'll be the starting five out there: Zipper, Miles, Uding. Say they're actually not. Romanski is out there for Jory Meyer because Meyer's got the three fouls. So Romanski gets the start here in the second half. Hodags with it. Out on top, they swing it. Omelia, he's playing a zone here. Out on top between the circles. Omelia gives it off. Molly Wilge looks inside. Nothing there. Kick it left wing. Here's a three ball launched. Off the bracket, no good. Sather had it for a moment. Now we get a traveling violation called on Rhinelander. The Rhinelander player fell down, and traveling is the call. That was Kylie Hunter, who missed the three ball from the wing, and East will have it here. And Hermanski will bring it ahead into the front court. Good defense by Rhinelander, man-to-man. Zipper has it now. Gives it to Miles out on top. Now to Sather. To Zipper. Had a screen for a moment. Gets it to Miles. She's going to drive in, hang in the air, shoot. Left it short. Might have been partially blocked. Hodags with the rebound. Back the other way. They want to push. And a pass goes through the legs. Tough pass to handle there at the feet of the intended receiver, Kylie Hunter, out of bounds. Rhinelander turns it over. Just the fifth turnover on Rhinelander here in this one. And the Lumberjacks get it back here. Hermanski into the front court. A lot of catching up to do. Got to knock down some shots. Hermanski reverses the dribble. Back out on top. Being pressured now. Very close man-to-man defense. Now she picks up her dribble. Gives it off to Zipper. Zipper dribbling left wing. Baseline. Needs help. Gets it to Miles. Miles left wing. Nearly tied up. East is tied up in the corner. Now Zipper gets it back. Her pass is taken away. Here comes Rhinelander quickly back the other way. Shot put off the glass, up and in. Running the floor, Sidney Smith. And it's 40-18. Once again, a blind pass into the post. Easily stolen away by the Hodags, and they're off to the races. Zipper with it. Now they throw it out of bounds. 11 turnovers on the Lumberjacks. They are just not on the same page at all here. Miles cut toward the basket, and Zipper's pass went out of bounds. Hodags bring it ahead. This is a young team, but man alive, this time of the year, you should not be making all of these unforced mistakes. Rhinelander swings it around the perimeter. Out on top, Omelia. Now gives it off to Ashenbrenner out near the three-point arc. Here's a drive in by Molly Wilgen. Picks up her dribble now. Double team. Needs to do something with it. Now gets rid of it to Omelia. They swing it. Ashenbrenner with it. Looks inside. Nothing there. Ball is loose. Almost taken away. Now they try to loft it down low. Uding went for the steal. Instead, it'll be Ashenbrenner with a layup. Uding jumped the route in front but didn't get the steal. And that means an easy layup for Ashenbrenner. And it's 42-18. Jory Meyer thought about the baseline. Rhinelander cut that off. Back out to Zipper. Olivia looks inside. Draws a double team on the baseline. Gets it to Uding. Kicks it out. Sather. Meyer right wing. Dribbles it back out on top. Gives it off to Miles. To Zipper. Down to Uding at the high post. Hands it off to Zipper. She shoots. Left that short. Rebound grab by the Hodags. Tough night tonight for Olivia Zipper. Hodags in the front court. Near travel there for O'Mealy out on top. Now gets rid of it. Kylie Hunter. Pass inside. Shot put up. No, but a foul. And it will be two shots coming for Sydney Smith. 4:53 to play here. Third quarter. East down big. 42-18. Zipper picks up her second foul. And two shots coming for Sydney Smith. First one is up and in. Well, whatever Coach Meyer thought the Lumberjacks were going to be able to do here against this Hodag team tonight, they have not been able to do any of it. They thought they'd be able to get out and run. It's Rhinelander, the team that's been out running here tonight. Smith misses the second free throw. Haven't been able to get anything going in the post. Here's a drive by Zipper. Double teamed and draws the foul, and she'll go to the line. Might have got kicked in the shin there as she limps a bit to the free throw line. She'll get two. Ashenbrenner picks up the foul. That's her second. And two shots coming for Olivia Zipper here. First one's on the way, and it's up and in. 43-19. Second one coming. On the way, and it's up and in. Got them both. 43-20. Hodags into the front court. Molly Wilging on the dribble. Gets a screen. Kicks it back to Amelia. They swing it. Sydney Smith wants to go baseline. Hangs in the air. Shoots over a double team up and in. Smith's got 15, and it's 45-20. Here comes East back the other way. Zipper into the front court. Got bumped. No whistle. They let him play on. Sather with it now. Dribbles right wing. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Gets it to Uding at the elbow. She shoots, and that's off the rim. No good. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul called on the Hodags. Loose ball foul called on Rhinelander's Kylie Hunter. That's her first. East will inbound it here. Brenna Romanski is going to get back into the game for East, and Hannah Uding will take a seat. Zipper will look to get it in and does out to Miles at the elbow. Should have shot that. Instead gets it to Zipper. She'll shoot and hit. Miles passed up a wide open shot at the elbow, but got it to Zipper, who knocked down the shot. 45-22. Hodags back the other way. Baseline drive. Blocking foul is going to be called on Brenna Romanski. That's her third non-shooting foul. Hodags will inbound it with 3:49 to play here in the third quarter. Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, one of our great sponsors, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Hodags look to get it in here. Still looking. Still looking. And now they do to Smith. She takes it in off the glass, missed the shot, got her own rebound, puts it up and in. Lumberjacks aren't getting off the floor at all, rebounding the basketball. They are like tied to the floor here. 47-22. Here's Zipper. She's going to drive on the baseline, throws up a runner, tough shot. That's an air ball. Ball loose. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last by Rhinelander. East will keep it. Zipper looks to get it in and does to Alicia Miles. Miles, her pass knocked away. Ball loose. And the Hodags take it away. And once again, they've got somebody out on the break. That's a double dribble call or a traveling violation against the Hodags. They had a player out on the break, and she couldn't handle the pass. Sam Hoppe turned it over. And we get a timeout call. We'll take one as well. 3:19 to play in the third. Rhinelander leading here 47-22. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
You find yourself saying, "What's trending?"
Well, you just broke news again!
Let's jump right in.
Your question has been answered.
This is what I know.
Log on to FoxSportsRadio.com.
What would they get out of that?
All your trending news is there for you.
Are we trending towards this?
Top stories.
I'll jump on a story like that all day long.
Top tweets.
Now, this is regarding Twitter.
What's trending is all on FoxSportsRadio.com.
We are Fox Sports.
This is WRIG, Goldfield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
I was trailing big here with 3:19 to play in the third. Jory Meyer back in the game along with Alicia Miles, Callie Sather, Brenna Ermansky, and Olivia Zipperer. Sather will add this time, get it into the front court to Ermansky. Ermansky on the dribble. Still on the dribble. Bounce pass out on top. We're going to get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul called on Riley Ashbrenner. That's her third. Non-shooting foul. East will inbound it. Zipperer looks to get it in. Still looking. Now her pass is into Miles. It's got to be a foul there. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will remain East basketball. They were all over Alicia Miles there. But they let him play on, and East will keep it. Zipper looks to get it in and does to Sather in the corner. Needs some help. Looks for a cutter. Dribbles it back out of trouble out on top now. Crossover dribble. Looks to penetrate. Nothing there. Out on top to Meyer. Meyer, she's going to dribble down the lane. Gives it back to Zipper, top of the key. Pass inside underneath to Ermansky. Turns, shoots, and is fouled, and will go to the line. Foul called on Brittany Haker, and Brenna Ermansky earns a pair here with 2:43 to play in the third quarter. East basketball brought to you in part tonight by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. First foul shot rattles off, no good. Rhinelander went out quickly in this game and never looked back, and they lead it big. Second foul shot, and that's no good as well. She missed them both, and Rhinelander will have it. They get it in. Hodag's breaking pressure and get the pass ahead. Drive in, shot put up off the glass. No, rebound is loose. Meyer comes away with it on the miss from Sydney Smith. Lumberjacks will bring it into the front court. Zipper gets a screen from Ermansky. Wanted a pick and roll there. Ermansky didn't roll, and a traveling violation. Hodeg's got the steal, but then traveled with the basketball. Dueling turnovers gives the ball back to East. And it will be Lumberjack basketball side court. Ermansky will inbound it. Zipper is going to take a breather. Kennedy Knobloch back in the game for the Lumberjacks. Bailey Lidke in for East as well. Sather on the dribble. Gives it to Ermansky, right wing. Looking for some help. Now she's going to drive baseline. Draws a double team. Tries to shoot over the top of it. Gets her own rebound after the shot was blocked. Now passes to Lidke. She gets tied up. Jump ball call. Lumberjacks will keep it on the possession arrow. And substitution for the Hodags, Morgan Blazer, comes back into the game. Jory Meyer will look to get it in for the Lumberjacks. Out on top, Lidke had an open shot, didn't take it. Now it's Meyer with it. She'll turn, she'll shoot. And that missed everything with the backboard and a rebound to the Hodags. Lumberjacks are not shooting well tonight. Not like they did the last two games. Both the Tomahawk game and the Spash game, they shot pretty well. Not tonight. Pass inside again. Great ball movement by the Hodags. Get them another layup. Kylie Hunter gets the hoop. Rhinelander moves the ball very well, and they're doing that here tonight and getting a lot of layups. Say they're in the front court. High post. Lidke turns, looks. Ermansky open for three. She launches a rainbow. Back bracket no good. Rhinelander with another rebound. And once again, the Hodags with a player behind the field. A missed layup. Shot put up. That misses again. Ball is loose. Sydney Smith gets two rebounds of her own misses. Here's a three ball up and in. Kylie Hunter knocks down the three, and we get, they're going to call that a two, change that to a two, put on the line. And it's 51-22. For some reason, the Lumberjacks haven't been able to figure out that the Hodags are sending somebody out on the fast break every time, and they have a wide-open player that they turn and try to throw the long pass to. Smith missed two easy shots there before kicking it outside and getting the long jump shot from Kylie Hunter. Here's Zipper on the baseline. Her shot goes off the side of the backboard. Might have been partially blocked. Back the other way come the Hodags. Under a minute to play here in the third. Kylie Hunter goes baseline, walks the tightrope, gets a layup. It's like shooting fish in a barrel tonight for Rhinelander. They're getting so many easy shots, and they lead it big, 53-22. Three ball up and in for Jory Meyer on the other end. Her second three of the night, 53-25. Hodags avoid pressure in the backcourt. Can Oblak put some pressure on? Here's a jump shot from the elbow. That's off no good. Long rebound to the Hodags, and a traveling violation on Rhinelander. Gives the ball back to the Lumberjacks. 24 seconds remaining in the third quarter. East will have it here. And it will be Zipper walking ahead as they'll play for one. Zipper on the dribble, step back three, left that just a bit short. Rhinelander with the rebound. And they will throw the ball out of bounds. No, Knobloch comes away with it on the turnover. Kennedy, Knobloch at half court, can't get the shot away as the buzzer sounds to end the third quarter. And Rhinelander continues to lead big, 53-25 after three. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston. Member FDIC, NMLS number
433-884. Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Jim Miazga Community Gymnasium at Rhinelander High School. As we go to quarter number four, Rhinelander continues to lead big here, 53-25. Hodags have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Crossover dribble for Sydney Smith. Picks up her dribble now, needs some help, and feeds a cutter. Zipper went for what she thought was going to be a pass. Lost her man, and Brittany Haker gets a layup. 55-25. It's been like a layup line for the Hodags here tonight. Zipper in the front court. Gives it to Sather. Sather finds a cutter. That's Miles. She got knocked down. They're going to call a travel. 14th turnover on the Lumberjacks. And Rhinelander has the basketball. They get it into Ashenbrenner. Break it to Smith. Smith's going to attack the basket. Leans in. Shoots. Might have been fouled. They let him play on. Smith gets her own rebound again. Sydney Smith is like Moses Malone tonight. She's got about 10 or 11 rebounds. 8 or 9 of them are on her own misses. Uting with the top of the key, gives it off to Zipperer. Ball poked away by Smith, and here she comes out on the break, and she'll lay it up. This one she gets the hoop. She's having a big night scoring here for the Lumberjacks, or for the Hodags, that is, 59-25. Uting high post to Zipperer, and we get a whistle and a foul call that's going to be called on Smith. Hand check foul on Sydney Smith. Non-shooting foul, and East will inbound it here with 6:49 to play. And Sydney Smith comes out. Possibly her night is done in a blowout here. Uding gets it out to Sather. Now Zipper open off a screen, shoots a three and hits it. Olivia Zipper with her second three of the night. She hit one near the end of halftime, near the buzzer. Now timeout call by Rhinelander. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are Buckhorn!
And we're back here at the Rhinelander Gym as you can hear them play jump around here. Rhinelander crowd having a good time here tonight, as they are up big, 59-28. Bailey Lidke back in for the Lumberjacks. She's the only senior on this Lumberjack squad. They're getting a lot of playing time for young players this year. So if they all come back next year, you would think that they would be better. These freshmen are getting a look. There are a couple of other freshmen on the bench that had played this year as well for the Lumberjacks. Had the double dribble. They got away with one there. Pass out of bounds. It will be Lumberjack basketball. Hodags turn it over for the ninth time. It's Miles, Sather, and Zipper out there with Lidke and Jory Meyer right now for the Lumberjacks. And Olivia Zipper will bring it ahead. Crossover dribble. Gets it into the front court. Spin move. Zipper wants to drive. Loses the handle on it. Tried to get it to Meyer. Instead, here comes Rhinelander back the other way. We're going to get a hand check foul before the shot on Bailey Lidke. Molly Wilgen got that steal and wanted to take it right to the hole, and it was Lidke who got the hand check foul. First foul on Bailey. Hermanski is going to come back into the game for Alicia Miles. And the Hodags will inbound it here. Apparently there is some perspiration on the floor they have to wipe up here. That gives us time to tell you that East Basketball is brought to you in part tonight by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefit at ccuwausau.com. 6:13 to play in this one. It's all Rhinelander here, 59-28. Hodags will advance to take on Mosinee on Friday night down in Mosinee. Rhinelander inbounds it, gets it into Ashbrenner. Tries to drive, Zipper cut that off. They swing it around, looking for a cutter inside. Now they get it down low to Ashbrenner again underneath. Blocked, but Zipper is going to get a foul, and two shots coming for Riley Ashbrenner. Third foul on Olivia Zipper. And Riley Ashbrenner at the line. She's got 11 points tonight. On the way up and in. 60-28. Second foul shot coming. Left that short, and Lidke going for the rebound. They're going to get a loose ball foul called on Morgan Blazer. So it will be East basketball. Zipper will bring it ahead. Into the front court. Nice move to get free. Zipper on the baseline. Nice move, but underlaid it. Ball goes out of bounds. East will keep it. It was a good move by Olivia Zipper to get free. She just didn't have the strength to get it up after making the move on the baseline. And underlaid it. Out of bounds off of Rhinelander. Zipper looks to get it in. Ball knocked away again. East will keep it. Zipper looks to get it in again. Still looking. Now out on top to Hermanski. Hermanski steps back, shoots a long two. Left it short, no good. Lidke was there in rebound position, and an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Morgan Blazer. And it will be Bailey Lidke at the line to shoot the bonus here. Seventh team foul on Rhinelander. East with just four. So a 1-1 here for Bailey Lidke. First one's on the way. Back bracket, no good. Rhinelander with the rebound. They want to push again. Bounce pass on the baseline. Shot put off the glass, no. Rebound put back by Blazer, no. Another offensive rebound by Ashbrenner, no. She goes over the top again. The ball knocked away for a moment. Still battling for it, and now a reach and foul out on top by on Kennedy Knobloch. Non-shooting foul, so Rhinelander will inbound it. Rhinelander is going to empty the bench here with 5:18 to play. Jory Meyer comes out. Her night is probably done. Sather comes back in. Grace Linsmeyer in for Rhinelander along with three other subs as Rhinelander empties the bench. Linsmeyer has it. Now gives it off to Emily Hunter. Pass inside. They feed a cutter. Hunter shoots and hits. Just like that, Emily Hunter, the freshman, comes off the bench and knocks down a jumper in the lane. 62-28. We're in danger of having a running clock here soon. Zipper with the ball on the right wing. Gives it off to Knobloch. Knobloch, ball knocked away, but Lidke grabs it. Shoots. That rolls around off the rim and in. Bailey Lidke gets a hoop. Her first of the night. Full court pressure put on by the Lumberjacks. Rhinelander breaks it. They pass cross court. Linsmeyer feeds inside. Ball knocked out of bounds. Actually over the head, and East will have it. Hodags turn it over. Nope, Jory Meyer's going to come back in. And Olivia Zipper will take a breather here. 4:37 to play. 62-30. Meyer into the front court. Meyer. Stutter step dribble. Long two-point shot put up by Meyer, and she hit it. Just inside the line on the left wing. 62-32. Hodags breaking pressure. Now a hand check foul is going to be called on Kennedy Knobloch. That, I believe, is her third. And the Lumberjacks are going to bring in another one of the freshmen. That's Lauren Waters, 5'11 freshman, replacing Hermanski. Hodags look to inbound it, and they get it in. Linsmeyer feeds it off to Eve Hunter. Oh, sister combinations on this team. Hodag drive, and a shot put up and in by Linsmeyer. Another layup. 64-32. Sather brings it into the front court. Crossover dribble now, spins it. Gets it over to Meyer. Meyer. Now her pass comes all the way across. Lidke has it, drives to the hole, shot put up, no, but a foul, and she'll go to the line. Bailey Lidke will get a couple of shots here with 3:53 to play. Allie Schickert picks up the foul. That's her first. Lidke's first foul shot is up and in. 64-33. Second foul shot coming for Lidke here. Bounces off the rim twice. And the rebound grab. Now the Hodags try to throw it out on the outlet pass. Knocked away. Jory Meyer grabs it. Shoots. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rhinelander wants to run. Shot put up. And off the rim. No good. Rhinelander gets the rebound. And now we're going to get a foul called. Foul is going to be called on Lauren Waters. That's her first. And at the line is Emily Hunter, 5'6 freshman. And it's up and in. 64-33. Brianna DeNamor back in for Rhinelander. Foul shot is off, no good, and the rebound grabbed by Lidke. Jory Meyer into the front court. Meyer picks up her dribble, passes it in to Sather, who drives the lane. Shot blocked, and we get a whistle, and the Hodak player stepped on the end line out of bounds, so East will have it. And we get a timeout call by the Lumberjacks. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Rhinelander High School. Hodags leading the Lumberjacks in this girls' basketball regional game, 65-33. East Hoops brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. A reminder that the DC Everest Evergreens in tournament play this Friday night, they'll be taking on the Wausau West Warriors. You can hear that game right here. Lumberjacks will inbound it. And here's a shot put up by Knobloch. That's no good. Rhinelander keeps the ball from going out of bounds, but it's grabbed by Hermansky. She's going to launch. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound put back up by Knobloch. No good again, and it's Rhinelander with the basketball. Back the other way they come. Drive down the lane. We're going to get a hand check foul called on Knobloch, I think. Knobloch will pick up her fourth. And the first foul shot is no good. The rebound, though, grabbed by the Hodags. They get a pass inside. Shot put up, no, but a foul coming. Eve Hunter got underneath the basket, but she was fouled by the Lumberjacks, and so we'll go back to the line here. That foul is going to go on Lauren Waters. That's her second. And the first one's no good. 2:54 to play here. And the outcome is academic at this point. Second foul shot also no good. Bailey Lidke pulls down the rebound for the Lumberjacks. And here comes East back the other way. We get a whistle and we get something that was thrown on the court. Or some piece of cheering device that was lost and came rolling out on the court. So Lumberjacks will inbound it. Hermansky into the front court with it. Lidke with it. Lost the handle on it, stolen away. Here comes Rhinelander back the other way. They feed it underneath. Shot put up, no, off the bottom of the backboard. Rhinelander gets another loose ball. Shot put up again, that rolls off, no good. Another battle, another shot put up, that's no good. Another offensive rebound, and finally they get it from Grace Linsmore. Three offensive rebounds during that segment right there for the Hodags. That's been the story of the night here. Layups, lots of rebounds. And the Lumberjacks have not shot very well here either. It's a lethal combination as the scoreboard shows. Foul called on Rhinelander, and it's going to be Brenna Hermansky at the free throw line. Foul was called on Eve Hunter. Shot put up by Hermansky, up and in. Her first free throw is good. Second one coming, 67-34. short, front of the rim, Rhinelander with the rebound. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Lumberjacks. Rhinelander gets it. Rhinelander's done a pretty good job of holding East offensive threats in check tonight. Ball thrown in. Knobloch went for the steal. Almost got it. Instead, Rhinelander brings it into the front court. Out on top. Now pass inside. Ball lost for a moment. Romanski comes away with it on the turnover. Brenner Romanski passes ahead. Out on top. Knobloch will shoot. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed by Rhinelander again. Down to a minute 38 to play. Crossover dribble into the front court. Molly Wilging is back in the game for the Hodags. She gets the basketball. Now kicks it out. Grace Linsmeyer wants to drive to the free throw line. Kicks it outside again. They back out the dribble. Feed a cutter. That's Wilging. Gets a layup. Backdoor cut. Molly Wilging gets the layup. 69-34. Here's a shot put up. Three ball by Hermansky. No good. Rhinelander with another rebound. Now the ball taken away. Bailey Linke with the steal. Her shot up. No good. But a foul. And she'll go to the line. Bailey Linke playing her final high school basketball game tonight. Giving East some good minutes off the bench. She's got 3 points and can add to that here. With 59.3 seconds remaining. And it's up and in. She'll get another. Second foul shot coming for Bailey Lidke. She rattles it in. She's 3 out of 5 from the line. 69-36. East was trying to take that ball out of bounds. Finally, Rhinelander realized it was their ball. They send somebody there to take the ball out. Hodags break pressure. They get it into the front court. Nice pass. Nice ball movement. They get a layup from Allie Schickert. That was just beautiful basketball right there. They moved the ball down the court, made 4 passes, and got a layup. Just like you draw it up on the whiteboard. Hermansky with it. Drives in. Throws up a shot. No, but a foul. And she'll get to the line. Hermansky earning 2 foul shots on a drive to the basket with 36 seconds remaining. ...71-36, Rhinelander. First one is off the rim. No good. Sather back in. Litke comes out and she gets a hug and a nice round of applause from the East fans that are here as she comes to the bench crying, knowing that her basketball career has come to an end here with the Lumberjacks, the only senior on this team. And she finishes up her basketball career with the Lumberjacks. Second foul shot by Hermansky, no good. Rhinelander with the rebound, still in the backcourt with it. And they get it across now. Pass on the baseline, and a foul. 2 shots coming for Allie Schickert with 24.8 seconds remaining. And Kennedy Knobloch picks up her 5th foul. She will foul out of this one. And Jory Meyer will check back in for the Lumberjacks. Coach Andy Meyer down at the end of the bench with his arm around Bailey Lidke. And the foul shot up and in by Schickert. Now, Lidke was a reserve player this year as a senior. A lot of younger players getting more time than her. Understood her role and in the development of this team, these young players getting the varsity experience, getting a lot of minutes, which will make this team better next year. Lumberjacks into the front court with it. 16 seconds to play. Pass over. This is Naomi Murphy. Lauren Waters. Waters tried to pass it. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Rhinelander. East will inbound it here with 10 seconds to play. Meyer looks to get it in. and does to Callie Sather. Sather's going to drive into the paint, hang in the air. Wanted a foul, didn't get it. They just want the clock to run out now. They're not going to call anything. Rhinelander gets the pass ahead. Shot thrown up at the buzzer, no, and that'll do it. And the Hodags will advance here tonight with an impressive win. They dismantle the Lumberjacks by a score of 73-36. We'll come back, recap the scoring after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs, if you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
You find yourself saying, "What's trending?"
Whoa, you just broke news again!
Let's jump right in.
Your question has been answered.
This is what I know.
Log on to FoxSportsRadio.com.
What would they get out of that?
All your trending news is there for you.
Are we trending towards this?
Top stories.
I'll jump on a story like that all day long.
Top tweets.
Now this is regarding Twitter.
What's trending is all on FoxSportsRadio.com.
We are Fox Sports. We are.
Tom King back here at Rhinelander's Gym as the Lumberjacks eliminated from the girls basketball tournament here tonight by the Hodags, 73-36. Let's take a look at the scoring. First of all, for Rhinelander, they were led by Sydney Smith. She had 21 tonight, 16 for Kylie Hunter, and 12 for Riley Ashbrenner. Also scoring for Rhinelander, 4 for Allie Schickert, 4 for Molly Wilging, 4 for Brittany Haker, and 4 for Grace Linsmeyer, 2 for Eve O'Melia, 3 for Emily Hunter, and 1 for Sam Mahapi. Rhinelander, 24 of 58, 15 of 21 from the line. They turned the ball over 13 times. For the Lumberjacks, just 5 players scored, led by Olivia Zipperer with 10. 7 points for Callie Sather, 6 for Brenna Ermansky, 8 for Jory Meyer, and 5 for Bailey Lidke. 10 of 43 from the field, 11 of 19 from the line. They turned the ball over 17 times, but too many layups tonight for Rhinelander. Good ball movement. They got easy shots, and they put them down and built a big lead, and East could never get back into this one, and they're eliminated here tonight. With the win, Rhinelander goes to 13-10 on the season, and they will advance to a playoff game on Friday night against Mosinee on the road. With the loss, the Lumberjacks finished the season a very disappointing 1-21. And with the one senior, Bailey Lidke, graduating, rest of the players coming back, a lot of young players, freshmen, sophomores, got a lot of time this year. Hopefully, the Lumberjacks will be more competitive next season, and we'll look forward to that. Well, that's going to wrap up the winter sports season for me. Lumberjacks are done with all of their winter sports, and we'll get set now for spring baseball. Hopefully, the weather will cooperate, the snow will start melting, and we'll be set to bring you East baseball early in April here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Thanks to Joe Malone. Thanks to all of our sponsors again. And we thank you for listening. Too much Hodag offense here tonight for the Lumberjacks. Rhinelander gets the win by a score of 73-36. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Lumberjack Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been listening to Wausau East Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.